You know, this smiley face mug is an actual vintage smiley face coffee mug. It's from like the early 70s when these were really popular. It's not a replica. It's the real deal.
Looks just like you, actually.
Yeah.
Only the frown is going the wrong way. Exactly.
I'm just trotting this out today. I'm just going to try this on today and see if this little smile from my coffee helps brighten your day.
Okay.
Do you like looking across the board here and seeing a little smiley face?
Much better than I wish I were dead, usually what the coffee mug says.
I got this mug on eBay after 9/11, 15, 16 years ago, whatever. It's like, that's it. I've got to change everything.
You should stick with it.
Thanks. Well, welcome back. You're finally back, Bob Boylan. Are you here to stay put for a little while? Because you've been on the road for weeks.
Here till at least through Newport, which is the end of July, near the end of July, and I'm happy to be. We had a great Tiny Desk contest tour with the winner of the Tiny Desk contest in many, many cities. And also we brought bands, the last one, bands who entered the Tiny Desk contest, the last city being Austin, Texas, play. And it was a ball of fun meeting so many great people, seeing bands in their own city playing to crowds who didn't yet know them. Seattle, Chicago, San Francisco, one of the cities, Portland.
I know one of the bands that you had when you were in Portland.
You would, because
it's one of my favorite bands. Do you remember this song?
Do the right thing, do the right thing.
Absolutely.
Do it all the time.
Joy is starting to bubble up in me. This is the band Ages and Ages.
Yeah, and they were so great. They played our show in Portland. They played a lot of new material, of which I know you have one of those because I wanted to play it. But Robin's going to play it.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. They reached out to me.
Try to steal it from under your feet, by the way, which really was going to be awesome.
They actually suggested the song that I'm going to play from Ages and Ages. It's like, let me spend some time at the record, and then I ended up coming back to this very first song that they were hoping we'd be into. It's called They Want More.
Oh yeah.
And you know, Ages and Ages, that the song that we were playing just now is called Do the Right Thing. It was from their previous record, Divisionary. That was one of the best records of 2014. And that whole record was just a celebration of life. Every song, it was just so much joy in that record. And this new record from Ages and Ages, it's called Something to Ruin. It feels much more reserved. Still has a lot of those great harmonies that the band does so well, but just more restrained. And a little more inward-looking, I think. This is the opening cut, the cut that I want to play from Ages and Ages. The song is called They Want More.
Escape it and you can't escape it.
discover just exactly what it's worth and they won't.
I reached out to the lead singer, Tim Perry, and asked him a bit about this song. And it turns out that it has a theme that I have found is going to be recurring through some of the songs that we're going to play today, which is it's a song all about learning to let go of other people's expectations of you and learning to be true to yourself and allowing yourself to grow and change and become things that maybe other people didn't expect you to become. Tim Perry, the lead singer for this band Ages and Ages, on the song, that song was called They Want More. Tim Perry says that he had been reading a lot of books lately, basically about how humans and the civilization that we've built are entirely disposable, that if we were suddenly removed from the equation, completely removed from the equation, Earth would reclaim everything. And so this is while he was working on this record, he says he spent a lot of time thinking about these things, about growth and change and nature. Anyway, that song, They Want More, is from the upcoming record, Something to Ruin. It is out August 26th, Ages and Ages.
I have another Tiny Desk alum, the group River Wireless. They're a group who I discovered and fell in love with at the Americana Music Festival. They are an Asheville, North Carolina-based band who have a fantastic new record coming out. I'm very excited about it. They're one of these bands that have a lot of great songwriters, a lot of great singers. Players in this band play many different instruments. On this new record, you hear sounds that I think they're sitars, and I think I hear tablas and a whole bunch of instruments you wouldn't expect necessarily from a band that is on the folky Americana wavelength. They are adventurous, River Wireless are. And they have a new album coming out. It's called We All the Light. And the song I'm going to play for you now is called All Day, All Night.
All day, all night, all day, all night. And if you open me up like I've just been cut, like I've just been cut. My marina. Thank you.
marina. All day your face on the ground. All night you try to erase it. All day coming.
I'm really excited about this band. River Wireless is the group. All Day, All Night is the song. And their album, it comes out August 26th. It's called We All the Light. We All the Light.
Same day as the Ages and Ages record, August 26th.
Brilliant.
Can't believe we're already thinking about stuff at the end of summer.
Wait till probably next week there'll be autumn records.
Well, yeah, September is usually a pretty crazy month. Things kind of quiet down in July and August, and then September, it's usually just this avalanche of great new music.
And I have one of those.
Lay it on me. What is it?
And another Asheville-based band. Two back-to-back Asheville, North Carolina-based bands. This is Angel Olsen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we love Angel dearly. She's got a new album coming out. It's called My Woman, and it comes out September 2nd. And we have this new song from her. It's a little bit of a puzzle as to what this song is about.
Yeah, she actually released what was really meant to be a teaser video for the song, and the name of it wasn't revealed at the time or anything like that. The teaser video was a couple minutes long, and she is singing in the video. She's wearing this glittery silver wig, and it's a very, I don't know, kind of a slow burner of a song, a lot of synths in it. And it seemed like she was singing a little bit about fame and, like we mentioned with the Ages and Ages song, a bit about other people's expectations.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of expectations, I didn't expect to hear synths quite the way they are played in this song.
Right, and it's the way this new record she has, the way she kicks off this new record.
So a couple things. One, we're going to play this song by Angel Olsen called Intern, and then we call her up. She's in Amsterdam.
And she'll tell us herself what this song is all about.
Right, an unraveled mystery. Here's Angel Olsen, Intern.
Maybe you know that it's been too long. Gone through the motions as you sing your song. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've done. Still. Care what the
So a surprising way, an interesting way for Angel Olsen to kick off her new record.
Yeah. I mean, what goes into a decision to kick off a record?
So we gave her a call, and she's in Amsterdam, and we just asked her, why did you start this way?
Oh, because it's such a lie.
tell us more. Well,
what's like, a lie?
Well, releasing the video like that and releasing the song, I think it really tests my fans in that it's very different than the rest of the album, and you're expecting maybe after that hearing it as a listener at the first point, you're like, maybe this is a synth album, maybe she's about to drop a synth album,
right? Because those sounds
on this,
that's
not the case,
right? The sounds on this record are really different from the first cut.
Yeah, I did have like a lot of discussions about the way that it was going to all fit, because a lot of the songs are really long, and it is songs that, especially side B, to me, are not necessarily easily accessible in that they're not pop songs, which can be a challenge to listeners. But for me, I think it keeps things interesting. But the first song, I think choosing that as the first one, because of the subjects in it and it being like people are anticipating something. And so you give them a song that's all about them anticipating something. But then what is real? And it sort of goes into other things, you know, it talks about love and talks about the phone and also the culture of the phone. Like the whole idea of a phone being repeated in this album is something, another thing that I noticed when I took a step back from it and really tried to see it from a listening perspective instead of my own perspective. And I was thinking, it's funny that a phone is like this thing that I'm focusing on, but in a way the phone is a millennial thing. It's like a very part of our culture and it's our information. It's where we get everything. And so using that in a song is pretty unique to me.
The line in the song, for those that didn't catch it, is pick up the phone, but I swear it's the last time. Pick up the phone, but I swear it's the last time. Falling in love, and I swear it's the last time.
If you took out the falling in love, but I swear it's the last time, then you would just have pick up the phone, I swear it's the last time, which I think also relates to, if you've ever been around anyone my age or younger, they really can't stop picking up the phone. No, I'm sorry. I know this is very rude, but I just need to gram this right now. I need to check my Twitter. Can we video this moment? And it's all like this meta thing, like being in this moment that is about a moment that's about to be presented as a moment. And just live your life, you know? I mean, it's cool. I'm part of a social media, you know, adventure. Like I just posted some Twitter and some Instagram information about my new album, and I have to sort of work it. I have to kind of use it as a tool. But at the same time, I do feel ashamed sometimes for allowing social media to take over my life.
It seemed to me that the perspective, the point of view in this song shifts several times. And I thought you were addressing yourself at first, certainly in the beginning, but
I tend to come up with something and then I develop it and change it. And it changes on its own and becomes a different kind of thing. Like, for me, it is one of the most literal songs about just being a performer and being in the limelight and balancing the two worlds, one world being the one that is this image of you that is projected that everyone sees, that is this, like, silver-wigged whatever personality, the character I created. But then the other version is this part of you that is close to people in your life that have nothing to do with that. And I think that's interesting, and it's definitely come up in other songs as well, like it pops at the very end. So those bookending the record, I think, were pretty important in that they are similar theme songs.
Where are you? You're obviously in Amsterdam, but the sounds around you, there's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Dutch people getting some beer behind me, and I'm in like an industrial part of the city where the museum is and surrounded by people on bikes, you know, people about to get off of a ferry just right at the central station.
Are people seemingly as obsessed with telephones as we are?
Actually, I just looked around and every single person is right now, they're looking at their phone.
Okay.
You know, there's just so much going on this song. It feels like a very simple song, but the more you dig into it, the more layers there are. I felt like when I was listening to it that it was a song you couldn't have written if you hadn't already had the last record out and the success of the last record.
I think a lot of themes on the record deal with love and similar themes as the last record. I would say some things are more literal in that it is about times that I've reflected on being where I am and who I am. And it is a little bit more about my own experiences. But I do try to make a lot of the material, at least some part of the song, vague enough to be relative and not so direct. And I've had some time now to be on the road and be around other musicians and other people and hearing their perspective on how they balance their lives, their daily personal life versus their tour life, and also the selves that come with that, the kind of self they have to be projected through their art and the kind of self that they are in their private life. And I'm kind of obsessed with that idea right now, and I know that it is more, you know, directly connected to being an artist versus just being a human being. But I think I like this idea, and I just sort of ran with it.
Well, good luck.
Take
care. Look forward to seeing you when you come to town.
Yeah, you too. See you at DC9.
You bet. Cheers.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
It's a theme that a lot of musicians have covered over the years, right? They see their lives changing before their very eyes once they start reaching a bigger audience and their music starts connecting with people and all the ways that that affects them.
Mm-hmm. This song's called Intern by Angel Olsen. This song is out now. The record, the album called My Woman, comes out on September the 2nd.
You know what? Let's go to bed.
Listen,
let's do this. We're going to go to bed.
I think I'm going back on the road.
No, I mean, there's a band called Bed. Oh. There's a band called Bed. It's actually Bed.
I thought you were.
Bed dot, Bed period, B-E-D with a little period mm-hmm. after it. Bed, they're a band from Portland, Oregon. Well, they haven't been around very long. This is a duo. They're a married couple, Sierra and Alex Hager. And they are from Portland, Oregon. They've been trickling songs out for the past couple of years, and they finally have an official EP out now called Clickitat. They call their music slo-fi, which I think is very appropriate because a lot of their songs are very lo-fi and very moody, but they sometimes get a little noise in there. They get a little grungy. This song from their Clickitat EP is called Billy Joel. And the reason it's called Billy Joel, I will explain more after we hear the song, Billy Joel. Thank you. bed. I love it. The song is feels like a little sad, but also hopeful. And then that little note, the little reel at the end there where they rip across the piano string says, well, maybe not. Maybe everything won't be okay. Anyway, Alex Hager, the singer in the song, says that he wrote this just before he and his future wife moved to Portland from California. And they'd only been dating at that point for about 4 months, but they'd already tattooed each other's names on their wrists and followed each other to Portland, you know, moved from California to Portland, which I just love that. The song makes so many different references, including one to Leonard Cohen, but he also references Billy Joel's Anthony song, Moving Out. He says that he used it as a reference to just making a quick escape from the world, a world that he felt was collapsing around them at the time, and they just needed to get away. Bed. They are working on a full-length record. Not sure when that's going to be out yet, but looking forward to it. Billy Joel from their EP, Click-A-Tat. Bed. Dot. I love the line, I failed my Myers-Briggs test.
Yes, me too.
A personality test. Can you imagine you take that and they're like, I'm yeah, sorry, we've never had this before, but you failed. Somehow
you have the ability not to do anything.
Yes, you are a failed person.
I have a music by a DC band, Paper House. We featured them before. They've been through a bunch of changes, lots of new members of the in their band. They went up to Philly, recorded a new song. New song is called Silent Speaking. It is sort of about being a better listener, is how I take the song to be on this song.
I'm sorry, back it up. What?
Yeah.
Nothing you said about being a better listener.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you either.
Never mind.
Yes. And so Paper House has a new song with this new lineup, recorded this up in Philadelphia with this great engineer, Brian McTeer, who you know of, because he's recorded Charon Van Etten before. He does these sessions. He's also recorded The National, The War on Drugs. He does a series called Shaking Through, these sessions that are really wonderful. Look them up. But let's play this Paper House song. Lots of nice changes in this tune that I really love. It's also Alex Tiblef's birthday today, and he doesn't know I'm going to play it.
Oh, so, happy birthday.
Here we go. Wow.
Dum bum ba dum bum ba da dum.
That just
Don't fade that
so
out.
So much.
Moving Out, Anthony's song. Oh, 1977. I know punk was born that year, but it also gave us this.
It's just.
You know, I want to find Billy Joel. If anyone who knows how to get a hold of Billy Joel, if you could reach out to him and tell him that Robin Hilton desperately wants him to play the Tiny Desk.
And when you find that person, you let me know the date, because I will come to a city near you as opposed to be in a city near me.
Boy, that would be some kind of awesome to get Billy Joel here. Yeah. Love that man. Anyway, I'm sorry, you had a, who was it? Paper House? All right.
Thank you.
Save the women and children.
What?
That was great. Oh. That was so good. I love. What do you know about the drummer? I mean, because that song was so much about the percussion, I think.
Yeah, the only thing I know is that they had a guest drummer on this song. His name is Ian McComb. And I hang on to that fellow.
Yeah, you get a drummer like that, don't let him go.
Paper House is the group, and they're working toward a second record, and they're reshaping their sound. That song is called Silent Speaking. Oh, and happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday, Alex. And speaking of a bundle of talent, let's go out on Hannah Georges. She's a singer from Ontario. She's been around for a few years, and I certainly knew of her, but I wasn't super familiar with her work, so before this new record that she has coming out, so I can't really compare it to what she's done before, but I found it immediately arresting when I listened to this record. It's called For Evelyn from Hannah Georges, particularly in the way that she uses horns. There are a lot of syncopated horns and electronic beats, and also her use of space. There's some nice open moments in these songs, too, from For Evelyn. Hannah Georges, the song I want to play is called Waste, and she says that she originally wrote this song as a simple piano ballad, and then her producer, Graham Walsh, got his hands on it and really opened it up sonically. And when you listen to this, you will just think, I can't imagine this as a simple piano ballad, because it is infinitely more interesting to the ears with all this stuff, other stuff that's going on, particularly the horn works. And like some of the other stuff we played today, it's another song that is a bit of a confessional about how she has struggled in knowing how to deal with the pressure that other people put on her to be something other than what she feels like she already is, about learning to let go of people's expectations and opinions of you and be true to yourself. For Evelyn is the record. It is out June 24th. Hannah Georges is the singer, and this song that we're going to go out on is called Waste.
Awesome. For those of you who don't know, we have a 24/7 channel,
yep,
which we've had for a while, but we've been working hard, and we've been reworking it, retooling it.
One of the best features of our stream now, this new way we have to work with it, is if you hear a song that you don't like, that we personally don't like, I can go in. So every time one of your songs comes up, I'm like, no, I just log into the system and delete it. Yes. We'll never hear that one again.
That's funny, because I've been doing that with yours, so I would imagine in a couple
nothing.
Of weeks there's going to be...
just Stephen Thompson picks. Yeah. No, it's just search all songs 24/7 and you'll find it. And you can also follow us on the Twitters at All Songs or at NPROBIN, NP Robin.
And I've been not at concerts so often, but I will be again. My Instagram account is Tiny Desk. And the end of this week, and if you don't know, we have a Plus One podcast most every week. We are hoping to have a very special guest.
A very, very special guest.
I mean, a really very...
more special than normal.
Yes.
Yeah, more special. Special, more and, special guest.
And we need him more than ever now that he's more than 64.
Yeah, let's just say that.
We'll just say that.
All right. Well, thanks, Bob. Here's Hannah Georges with the song Waste. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Gotta go.
We'll see you.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
I'm never gonna do right in your eyes. I'm never gonna do right, do right. I'm never gonna do right in your eyes. I'm never gonna do right, do right. I'm never gonna do right, do right.
never gonna do right.